I'm Scott Paul, president of the Alliance for American Manufacturing, and this is the Manufacturing Report.
There are four major steel fabricators across the state, and they all have the same challenge, which is that foreign steel and foreign fabricated steel is killing their business.
New Hampshire is poised to join dozens of other states and the federal government in passing legislation that would reinvest taxpayer dollars into local workers and communities. A new bill introduced in the New Hampshire legislature would establish a preference for domestically made materials for construction projects funded by taxpayers. Should this bill pass into law, American manufacturers and workers would get the first shot at state construction jobs in a market that would be otherwise tilted in favor of overseas suppliers. Today, I speak with New Hampshire State Senator Tom Sherman about how his Buy America legislation would level the playing field for Americans and benefit New Hampshire's communities. That's next on the Manufacturing Report. Senator Tom Sherman, thank you so much for joining us on the Manufacturing Report.
Thank you for having me, Scott.
You bet. So our listeners have a better sense of kind of who you are and where you are. We know that you're a influential state senator in New Hampshire. Tell us a bit about your background and the community that you represent.
So I am a state senator in District 24, which is the seacoast of New Hampshire. This is my second term, and I have been a state rep before that, state representative. So I've been in the legislature for four terms, which is 8 years. I'm also a doctor at Exeter Hospital. So the combination of being a physician and also being a state senator has been really helpful on a lot of healthcare issues like mental health, substance use, health insurance. But you become something of a jack of all trades when you're a state senator. You have to address constituent concerns. And my area is on the seacoast of New Hampshire. We have about a 12 to 15 mile seacoast or coastline in New Hampshire, right on the Atlantic and then extending up the Piscataquis River. So we have a real broad mix of issues and needs that face our constituency.
Thank you for that. I have to say that I've spent a little time in your district on vacation, and it's spectacular. So I envy you that. So I know we're talking to you today, Senator Sherman, on the Manufacturing Report because of your leadership on an issue that's near and dear to American workers and manufacturers, and that is Buy America. And there is a, which means that the government, whatever level, would have a preference for some types of American-made products when it's either doing infrastructure or making its own purchases. What brought you into this issue and how did you develop an interest in it?
Well, I've always had a special interest in supporting businesses. It's been especially nurtured through the COVID crisis. You know, as you know, on the seacoast, we have some really incredible hospitality businesses. And during COVID, we worked just hand in hand to make sure that they survived the COVID crisis, that they were able to reopen and thrive. And that combined with a keen knowledge of what happened in Western Pennsylvania and Ohio, in the tire industry, in the steel industry, I recognized that the lifeblood of our state is really making sure that strong, thriving, responsible businesses could continue to do so and actually could even do better. So in New Hampshire right now, we're facing all sorts of issues that they're seeing across the country with workforce and housing and childcare all being top. But if you don't support the businesses so they can stay in your community, we've seen what happens when that occurs. And so one of my area businesses, one of my constituents, Holly Noveletsky of Novel Ironworks, gave me a tour of her plant. And I said, what are the concerns that you have? And she thought about it. And, you know, we talked about some of the grassroots or fundamental concerns like workforce. And but she called me back and she said, you know, we can't compete even for taxpayer-funded projects. And there are four major steel fabricators across the state, and they all have the same challenge, which is that foreign steel and foreign fabricated steel is killing their business. And it's not just theirs. It's this not trickle down. They're all different levels, as you know, even better than I do. They're all different levels of manufacturing. And the impact on their level of manufacturing has an impact on the next level of manufacturing, which is below them, because they start eroding into each other's businesses. So it's a huge issue across the country. We've seen what happens when states don't support businesses. And we've also understand that if a business fails, the entire community fails. And in New Hampshire, being a small state, the entire state fails. So we have to make sure that they have the competitive edge that is necessary for them to stay in business.
Senator Sherman, thank you so much for explaining that. That's incredibly helpful, and appreciate the fact that you were able to listen to the concerns of your constituents and to other manufacturers around the state. So I know you're an author of legislation that would put this Buy America preference into place at the state level. And I think my recollection is that at least a version of this has passed in both the House and the Senate. If I'm correct about that, what are the next steps in the process and how you got it to where it is? Because I know there's a lot of competition on the legislative calendar.
Yeah, you know, we have an interesting legislature. Believe it or not, it's the third largest popularly elected body in the world. So we have 400 state reps for a state of about 1.4 million residents. That's a huge ratio. What it means is that you have a really interesting mix of interests and priorities. So to get a bill like this through really requires a lot of hands-on attention. So we have four manufacturers, as I mentioned, of the steel fabricators, and they have been engaged and actively involved throughout the process. They've shown up for hearings, but really it's been the cohesiveness of their group, the strength of this is a bipartisan effort, and the pushback has been surprisingly mostly from the free market people. There's been virtually no pushback on my side of the aisle, which is the Democratic side. But on the Republican side, there has been the split between those who understand the strategic long-term planning that this bill represents, and that it's not a completely novel concept. This is something that has been a part of the Department of Transportation framework nationally and statewide for many years. So Buy American isn't new. Some other states have adopted it, and it's really made a huge difference. So being able to make that argument, being able to build that coalition across the aisle has been key to making sure that this bill survives. And in fact, it's done very well. It's survived lots of challenges. In essence, it has had to go through both chambers, the House and Senate, and then two runs through each chamber. So that's four different areas where it would be challenged. And it has done really well coming out of the final one, which is House Finance, with an 18-3 vote. The unfortunate part is that the House attached what's called a poison pill to it. That means they amended another bill to it, which is unacceptable to the Senate. So late last night, we actually attached it to a bill that the House really wanted badly as a way of assuring that in one form or another, this bill will survive and make it to the governor's desk. The governor has said he will sign it, but literally it's been at least 4 months of intense effort to get it to where it is now.
Well, Senator Sherman, we're grateful for your leadership and for working with colleagues on both sides of the aisle to get this close to the finish line. And I liked something that you said about this, is that it seems to have both Democratic and Republican support. This is not a partisan measure, although, you know, there may be interests of importers or based on some kind of like philosophy that resides in a textbook, but not the real world that may stand in the way of this. But I'm glad to hear that you think this is something that the governor would sign as well once it gets to his desk?
Yeah, and as I said, this is not a partisan bill. This is a bill that really supports the communities. And I think the most important data point that has carried this bill through is the return on investment. You know, for every dollar that goes to Buy American, there's a $1.5 return. And you don't see that in many investments. That's huge. And so when we would go before each of the committees and each of the chambers, it was pretty easy to talk about what an incredible investment this is in the communities. And one of the most important moments was in one of the committees where it's called Executive Departments and Administration, or ED&A, in the House. We were talking about the bill, and Holly was there presenting it. And one of the state reps had grown up in the Pittsburgh area and shared what happened to communities when really vibrant factories that had employed a number of the residents of that community, when they moved out, you know, the dealerships closed, the coffee shops closed. And there was this massive loss of not just a sense of community, but loss of the economy and the framework of the community. And that's what we realized with these four factories. They are truly the economic hub of their communities because they employ enough people and they reinvest in their community, that the return on investment of this kind of thing is more important than saving an amount on a contract by having to buy American.
Senator Sherman, I like the way that you put that, because the other factor is also that it may jeopardize the operations of some of the metal fabricators or the ironworks that you mentioned, and getting one of those back is virtually impossible once they close.
Right. Down. Right. Once it's gone, it's gone. And if we've learned anything from COVID and from the crisis in Ukraine, it's that we really need to be sure that our vital, most basic infrastructure is domestic, that we have a domestic supply. And the great thing about this bill is that not only is the steel fabricated in the United States or in New Hampshire, but the steel itself is American steel. And so we start supporting, even though it's a little more expensive, the return on investment makes it worthwhile, but the actual independence and national security that it represents is of unparalleled value.
Well, Senator Sherman, we are so grateful for your leadership on this, and we look forward to working with you to getting this across the finish line, because we can see it now and are just so thankful for the attention that you've given to this, because I think not only is it important for your businesses, your workers in New Hampshire, I don't have to tell you that the country often looks to New Hampshire for guidance on some thoughts about where to head. And so I think it has an outsized impact, and we're grateful for your leadership on this.
You know, this has been a coalition of some incredibly wonderful people. I've met a lot of new people, made a lot of new friends through the process. But again, it spans the partisan divide, which is something that we don't see that often these days. And it's very exciting to see us all coming together for something that is so important to our state and national economy. And it's been absolutely my pleasure. I've learned so much, which is one of the things I love about being in the legislature. You become expert on things you never thought you'd become an expert on. And this is a new one for me. And it's been an incredibly rewarding experience. But it again says how much we can do when we all come together to support and protect our communities.
Senator Tom Sherman, thank you so much for joining us on the Manufacturing Report today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
And that will do it for the Manufacturing Report this week. To learn more about Buy America legislation, you can go to our website, AmericanManufacturing.org. And if you live in New Hampshire, you can tell the New Hampshire legislature to support this Buy America legislation at AmericanManufacturing.org. As always, I want to thank AAM staff and Kat Adams in particular for their work to make this episode possible. And I'd also like to thank you, the listeners, for engaging with us and for giving us some great episode ideas. Please keep them coming. Also, be sure to subscribe to the Manufacturing Report on Spotify or wherever you find your podcasts. Let us know what you think by leaving a review and a rating. You can find us online at AmericanManufacturing.org. You can follow us on Facebook or Instagram, and you can connect with us on Twitter at KeepItMadeInUSA. I'm Scott Paul, and until next time, together, we can keep it made in America.